a diabetes breakthrough.
Howdy, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let me set the menu for you. By the way, rather, Michelle Obama didn't tell me what we were going to serve up. The first lady told the military they were too fat and said that they need to come up with some new food choices. Apparently, she was pushing salad. Yeah, she was pushing salad. Now, I'm not really attacking Michelle Obama. I'm just saying that I think it had to be strange to see the first lady with all these beefy guys, let's say, who defend this nation in their camouflage, listening to a lecture from Michelle Obama about the choices, the new food choices that they need to make. Actually, it's the first nutritional standards changes that we've had in 20 years. And I think the reason she was there is because the military says they have a hard time finding people that can serve, because 25% of young Americans are too overweight to qualify. So she was pushing fruit and vegetables and all that kind of stuff. She's actually in Little Rock, Arkansas, and said that, you know, here's the thing, here's the awareness. You got to look at those, you got to look at the portions that you're eating. You got to look at the choices, blah, blah, blah. And saying that if we bring more of the good stuff, the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, the food that are lower in fat to the 1.45 million troops a day at all of the 1,100 American military dining facilities in the coming months, imagine how much weight would be lost. I just got to think, you know what I mean? I'm thinking of the people that have been through boot camp. I'm thinking of the people that are preparing to go for yet another tour of duty who they just want to have a slice of pizza. Can I get a slice of pizza when I'm sitting here in the mess hall? Please. Just a few chips. I'm going to run for 20 miles. I think I can burn those chips off, if you will. I mean, actually, the fact that there's such a tough time qualifying people, I guess, is pretty sad. But I just think when I see the pictures of guys who, by the way, look really, really good, like they're in shape, in other words, not like they're concerned about that, it must have been odd to get that lecture, let's say. Speaking of lectures, boy, there's plenty of lecturing going on. And a lot of it having to do with the race to replace the president. CPAC is where it's all happening in Washington. If it's not on the campaign trail and it's ultimately not in Tampa in August, the second best thing for conservatives would be CPAC, because coming out of CPAC, you'll see most of the candidates, the people who are trying to help elect somebody or other, whether it's Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, or who's the other guy? Rick Santorum. He's Mr. Wonderful at the moment. So Marco Rubio was the opening act. He addressed CPAC and just hammered President Obama on class warfare and talked about how we need to have a free enterprise system that rocks again instead of being mired in all these regulations and all this other nonsense that's holding people back. And he got a standing ovation, no doubt, because he is a rock star who's rising out of the Sunshine State. A lot of people were hoping that Marco Rubio would end up as the undercard on somebody's ticket, whether it's Romney or Rick Santorum, or even if it was Ron Paul. Ron Paul has a lot of support from people listening to this show. He just doesn't get the establishment people, and he has to be able to collect those delegates. So that's what the problem is for Ron Paul. This is the problem for anybody that's running. This is the way it happens, and you got to have enough delegates in your pocket to ultimately, you know, raise your fist and say, I'm the guy who's going to run, and that doesn't happen until until August. So you got congressional approval at about 10%. So people, especially even more than what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there's a lot of anger toward what's going on at the Capitol. And Marco Rubio is certainly the angry conservative. So it was easy for him to be the setup guy and go after Obama and take him apart by going through some of the things that he said when he's talking about democracy and when he's talking about where we're headed with our domestic budgets and all that kind of stuff. And this is just the opening act because it goes all the way through till Saturday. And Sarah Palin, who is a kingmaker, at least from a Tea Party point of view in the Republican Party, will be the keynote address on Saturday. In fact, we're going to have more about CPAC if you're still hanging around in our third hour of America Tonight. Tonight, as we talk to Jeff Holtzman, who was out at CPAC all day long and had some interesting conversations. All right, so we have lots of fish to fry. That's what's on the menu. Fish. Fish is healthy for us, right? As long as it's not overly fried. You know, that stuff that you get that's so thick and it's just fry, just piled high with dough, and then there's a fish somewhere in there. Wait, look, there's a minnow in here somewhere. Where did I find that minnow? So we'll give you some healthy fish. We're frying up some healthy fish. Just a thin coating, okay? Just a thin coating of the stuff. And one of the things that we're going to talk about here on America Tonight, besides what's happening with politics, is politics of a different sort when it comes to this battle over contraception and Catholics and Mormons and religious groups. They want none of this and are vowing that even if they, one Catholic said today who was running an organization, if I have to go to prison, I will go to prison. So here's some react from earlier in the day. Congresswoman Deloria, Democrat, who talks about the opposition is wrong, and also Vice President Biden. Take a listen.
Instead of working to create jobs, the majority is trying to shore up an ideological base by reigniting the culture wars. The fact of the matter is that contraception, the decision is a common sense reform, long overdue. Most Americans agree.
There is a lot of misunderstanding. There's not enough focus on the fact that we've decided that there's a year to work this out so we can accommodate it. I'm determined to see that this gets worked out, and I believe we can work it out. There's time to do that. And as a practicing Catholic, I am of the view that that this can be worked out and should be worked out. And I think I know the president feels the same way.
All right, so there you go. Can they work it out? Should it be worked out? What do you think? Who's zooming who on this issue? I don't think that the issue of the religious organizations having to take up this banner, I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. And this certainly is not. You have the Archbishop saying that the president needs to stop intruding into internal life of the church because this is just not going to work for us. And you have another church leader, like as I mentioned, said, you know, if I have to go to jail, I'll go to jail, but I'm not going to go with this mandate. I just refuse to do it. What say you, America? If you want to weigh in on this, please do. 800-259-5791. Stepping away for a sip of coffee, and we'll be back. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Already out of the gates. We're just on the appetizers talking about Michelle Obama visiting Little Rock, Arkansas, talking to the troops there at the Little Rock Air Force Base, announcing a new Pentagon, easy for me to say. That's when you're drinking too much coffee. Pentagon Obesity and Nutritional Awareness Campaign. They said it's going to change the way the guys and gals in the service eat. More fruits, vegetables, whole grains, food, all that kind of stuff, because now they don't have enough people to choose from. They're being rejected by the military. And if you have 1.45 million troops a day at 1,100 military dining halls in the next couple of months, they're going to find that the crappy crap that they were eating is not on the menu. Yeah, the chips and stuff, they're removing the chips. So, this is a big deal. And she said in her speech that it's a national security issue. That's what this is. That it's happening because our military leaders know it's not just a diet issue, it's a health issue. And pointing to statistics, she was saying that one quarter of 17 to 24-year-olds are too overweight to serve in the military. So what do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down on Mrs. Obama delivering that address. Now, to be fair, she's heavily involved in military issues. So we got a couple of comments on that, and then we'll go to the phones, too. 800-259-5791. We're also talking about the health mandate, the birth control thing, contraception
that has had a lot of religious people up in arms saying, forget it, you got to put me in jail because I'm not going to do it. Just put me in jail. That's the way it is. So on chat, we have Quark saying, that's hard to pronounce, isn't it? Quark. Anyway, he's saying that he agrees with Michelle Obama that soldiers have to be in proper shape, that their lives might depend on it. I agree with that. I mean, do you want the guy, if you're in great shape and you're busting it in the gym, because let's say you're on the front lines, you're the grunt, you're there, you got to have people around you that if something happens, they can get you to safety. You can, you know, pull each other up, never leave a man down. You know how that is. But what he also said, it's her food preachiness to everyone else that annoys me. Okay, so let's move on. Let's take a call here. Go to Jeff in Missouri. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? Long time.
Yeah, thanks for the call. What do you think? What do you want to talk about?
One quick thing with the Michelle Obama speech over there, and I also want to talk about Obama's contraceptive mandate.
Yeah.
I think, now this is coming from a conservative, I think she's well-intentioned. I think it's the way she's talking to people, the way she's, like, talking down to them.
Yeah, and you got to be really careful with the weight issue anyway. And there you are with all these military guys who are, let's face it, exhausted when they serve. We've talked to them on the show. When you're in the field, they're working 7 days a week, crazy conditions.
And you can't
often.
Always eat healthy out there.
No. But, I mean, plus, imagine the encounters. You're right. They can't always eat healthy. We're not talking about kicking back, working on a desk, hanging out at the base all day. We're not talking about that even. You have to think about some of the stuff that they've got to deal with in these mess halls.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the contraceptive mandate, too.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand. A lot of these contraceptives, whether they're birth control, morning after, they're available for free in a lot of other places, like free healthcare clinics and all that stuff already, right?
Yes, so you wouldn't have to get it. You could, essentially, if you wanted to, you could try to get it that way. But
so my question is, why would he purposely go after this particular group of Christian Catholic hospitals and workplace environments when he really didn't have to, when they're openly available already?
Because what they're saying is, well, we can't exempt you because we are already saying that the health care applies, everything applies across the board to everyone, including, remember, the individual mandate that you have to have health insurance, which is being challenged. But also part of this is, well, women should be covered no matter what the plan is, no matter what institution you are. If you have employees and they're female, they should be covered for whatever it is. And
but
that's
then it should
what
be,
the issue is.
It should be also up to the woman applying for the job at that particular place to find out if it's covered, and no one is forcing them to work at that particular institution.
I agree with you. If you're working for Catholic charities, my goodness, I mean, what do you think the tenets are of Catholicism or what they're supposed to be, let's say? So if you're applying for the job there and this is you're working for a Catholic organization and this is not what they want, they don't want somebody taking the morning after pill courtesy of them on their plan, I have to agree, because why work there? Then go work somewhere else.
Yeah,
that's an issue.
Yeah, this is not, like, well, a lot of people are saying, this is not about actually supplying the medication or whatever. It's the religious freedom
paying
saying they
it.
Have to do this.
Right, that they have to do it, and plus they would pay for it.
Because
then the $25 or the $30 or whatever it is, it doesn't matter, they would pay for it because it would be part of the health insurance. So they feel as though that means they're approving of whatever's happening on the health plan, and they don't want to approve that. That's the problem. So I agree with you. If it's like any of us, look, it's like when you go apply for a job, you know this, when you go apply for any kind of job, they have certain rules. Like, let's say they say, well, here you can only take a half an hour lunch break, or we insist that you don't get vacation until you've been here for a year. Whatever it is, Jeff, you know that.
Yeah.
And if you say, well, I think that's bogus, they say, well, I'm sorry, this is how we operate our business, and you don't work there.
Yeah, all right, thank you for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Good to hear from you. Thanks. Don't be a stranger. 800-259-5791. So I approach it from that same angle. I know other people aren't, and they're saying, well, that's ridiculous, and women should have this paid for, and so how can you not back this up? It doesn't make any sense. But I know it's true. I know if I apply for that job, this is what the people believe. This is what I'm doing, whatever I'm doing, helping the church leaders. So if I work there, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I agree to that. I agree to whatever they believe, what their rules are. Listen, that's why a lot of people don't work for religious organizations, because they don't like what they believe. Even if I've heard people that have worked for different companies where there's religious overtones that they don't like. They feel like they're pressed into something that they don't believe in because it's a particular religion, even though that's not the organization, and they quit that job. So if that's the case, then why should they be forced to do it? But I understand how this happened. What I don't understand is, and this is the problem of this administration, they get their health care bill, the law passed. Okay, this is it. This is what I wanted to do. This is going to be what I leave behind. This is my legacy. This is the big stuff. And it was never really explained. It's 800 pages. That was the problem in the first place. People were picking things out of it. And then once it gets approved, nobody sells it. Kathleen Sebelius is not out there on talk shows or talking about it or being put out there as the front person to say, okay, now here's what's going to happen in 2013, 2012. So everybody's clear. Bum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum. People are not clear on even what was passed. The basics, the one thing people remember, whether they can't stand it or they think it's a good thing, because I think the country's split on this, when you hear, we want affordable health care for everybody. Well, who's going to say no? Oh, no, I don't think we should have affordable health care in this country. That's an outrage. Of course, everybody, Republican, Democrat, they're going to agree with that. But then it's how that law went down, and is it really affordable? And that's the issue. This is part of the issue. So now this contraceptive part of it is another thing that really was not at all spelled out very clearly to most people. And they're realizing, oh, man, are you kidding me? I didn't know that. I didn't know that we were going to have to pay for that. I didn't think that that was going to be a part of this. And I think that there's going to be some people that are going to be willing to go to jail. And it's not going to happen now, because remember, there's an extra year for this to kick in. So 2013, this presidential election has gotten even bigger. And the challenges to the healthcare law have gotten even bigger as well. If you want to still weigh in on this, you can, 800-259-2791. But we got Bad Boys coming up next.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I am a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
So hang on tight, everybody, who is hanging out in the back room, 800-259-5791. How about this? House and Senate Republicans agreed to a 2-year ban of earmarks. Remember this? In November of 2010, but now some are having second thoughts. Yes. Sadly, some of those are Republicans who really were railing about earmarks, and now they're trying to back away from it. One is Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania. He was kind of iffy on it, and then he jumped back into the fray and said, you know what, I say we wipe him out permanently. So he partnered with Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, and that's what they're saying. But last week, 13 Republicans voted, senators voted against it. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has used earmarks extensively, a ton over the years to help his home state of Kentucky
quietly voted to approve it, though. How about that? So who are the dissenters? Who are the dissenters? Well, one would be Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker. He says that they should consider lifting the moratorium because it seemed like it was a good policy, but we need to revisit it. We need to revisit it. We need to revisit it because my constituents are not happy with what's happening. That's why. So we've got to figure out a way that we can still get those earmarks in there without upsetting everybody. Here's a big one for you. The president is telling gay and lesbian supporters that there's more work to do to ensure fairness for all. He says he couldn't be prouder of accomplishments like overturning the ban on gays serving openly in the military. He also said the remarkable thing is how readily the public has gone along. The public isn't upset about this. So what did he do? The president was talking to about 40 gay and lesbian donors who, guess what, paid over $35,000 each, the maximum, to see him speak on Thursday night. So he was raising money. So do the math. That's over $1 million in one evening, in a couple of hours. And then they wonder why everybody gets upset over the whole idea of a $1 billion war chest. That could be a clue as to why. Because he's great at fundraising. He's great at campaigning. $1 million in a couple of hours. How many of you listening to me could raise $1 million in a couple of hours? If you can, and you have strong opinions, and you think you have good backing, and you think you could change America, boy, then you need to run, because that's the biggest part of the job. You have to get elected. You have to figure out a way to raise money, kiss enough babies and butts to get yourself in a position where you're able to do that. And it takes more than a village. It takes giant, giant greenbacks to put you in that position. I mean, it's just the truth of the matter. You have to have money to run in this country to get elected. There are just very few exceptions to that. In fact, it might have been once upon a time that a few people would be able to find themselves in the club, and they didn't have a lot of money backing them. Now, that's what Rick Santorum says. You know, check my tax returns, because he has so many kids. I don't have very much money. But he's seeing that he's got to raise money. He just did well in a primary and a couple of caucuses, rather, all caucuses, and raised over $2 million, which was a miracle for him. $2 million for Obama, that's a... 8 hours. 8 hours, boom, he's got that $2 million. All right, one last bad boy. If you work for Google, can you really leave? Would you ever leave a company like Google? I mean, isn't that just a life job? The very first employee, a guy named Craig Silverstein, is leaving the company. Where could he possibly go? He's going to join an online learning organization, the Khan Academy. Boy, that's a shocker, isn't it? He was the number three guy after the founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And he had a whole bunch of different tech jobs at the company since it was founded back in 98. How about that? I mean, listen, he's got, I'm sure, a backpack full of cash. So I'm not crying for the guy. I'm just saying, how do you do that? And he was a guy who worked with them in the dorm room. So that's the thing. There's something about going when you're in a dorm and the geeky guy has the idea to do XYZ to invent something, maybe it's a good idea for you to hang around them. Maybe the eggheads are really the guys you need to hang around with in your dorm, not the other ones who are out trying to seduce the girls, because you might end up in a better position, let's say. It's just the same thing. Remember that happened with Mark Zuckerberg and the people around him. Where were they from? They were dorm mates and whatnot. All right, let's go down under to my pal, Jack Alexander. Hello, Jack.
Good evening, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. Good to have you on board.
You're welcome. Look, one of the things I wanted to bring up now, as you know, I spent a lot of time in the United States when I was in the Australian Army. And unless they've changed the policy, you have to be fitness qualified. You have a fitness test every 3 months in the military to make sure that you are combat fit. I'm trying to work out, I've never seen a fat soldier. Who is Michelle Obama trying to target? I mean, what, they want to take our M&Ms out of our sea rats? and things like that. I mean, yeah, the little bits of chocolate and the little packet of M&Ms you get in your combat rations when you're deployed is one of the few sane things in an otherwise insane environment. It's that little taste of home. You know, what is she trying, you know, to say?
Yeah, I mean, come on, really. I do agree with you. Anybody on the field that I've seen or interviewed or whatever who's come back, they're not huge, no, because how could they? They would be, how could you wear all that stuff? How could you do what you have to do in the field if you were overweight? I mean, you couldn't. Now, have I seen soldiers who have a Buddha belly? You know, we're all sporting that Buddha belly and trying to get rid of it. How often do I say that? But that they're usually on a desk or they're almost retired or XYZ, but I agree with you.
Yeah, and if, you know, basic training would pretty much fix up anyone with any weight problems, given the fitness regime there.
Oh, I agree with you. How could you possibly hurdle the things that you have to hurdle, go through that obstacle course? You know, you did it. Could you have been hauling another 40 pounds?
Gee, when I did my boot camp, I was a little bit pudgy. I still had a little bit of baby fat, in my later teenage years. But I tell you what, it was gone pretty dang quick by the time I finished the 12 weeks of boot camp.
Yeah, oh yeah. Once you go through it, I don't see how you wouldn't lose it. You're right. I mean, sure, because you'd be exhausted. You'd pass out. Even if you had something, if you had a handful of M&Ms, you'd burn them off in a second. Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, handful's all you get in the ration packs. A handful's all you get.
Right. They don't give you some big giant pack. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You know, there's no Frito-Lay chips or anything in there. Well, that'd get squashed. You know, there's no Pringles or anything like that. It's stuff that can be packed down. And you know, really, every combat ration that I've ever eaten, you always, while it was substantial, you still wanted that little bit more. You didn't, you know, finish your evening meal, undo the top button of your fatigues and let the belly flop out, going, dang, I'm full. You know, you didn't get that from, you know, even eating in the mess. I mean, if you died, never allowed to go back for seconds. Even, you know, fresh rations at the mess when we weren't deployed. So, you know, Michelle Obama should maybe stop and start think and maybe just speak about what she knows something about, not what she doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why because I understand that she's trying to help the military in other ways, but I think that was a disservice. She doesn't need to be there talking to those guys. There are certainly other people, and she's done that. There are other people, other kids, other schools, other people she can visit and talk to. And so, to me, going to the military base, I don't think so. Because especially with, as you just said, what they get, the rations, how hard they're working, and all that other stuff. I mean, okay, whatever. So now the Pentagon is changing the mess halls, Jack. But it's not going to help the people who are coming in because they're not going to qualify. That's what they're already saying. So what are they going to do? Go to their homes and tell them you want to be in the military? Here, follow these directions that Michelle Obama set over for you.
Well, maybe we should put physical training back, you know, PT back into our schools.
I so agree. As always, Jack, you're a great caller. Thanks so much. But yeah, Jack's right. Do you remember when you were in school, did you have mandatory gym? I'm sure most of you did, because just recently, even if you're in your 20s,
Just recently, most of that's been cut out. That is the problem. Why don't you have that when you're sitting in desks all day long? They need to put that back into the curriculum. I agree with Jack.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
End of the show. Michelle Obama says no more Pringles. I'll tell you, I think the funniest thing was just seeing the picture of the soldier sitting there with salads, tiny portions. They look like they had a Jenny Craig-sized portion of salad, like four little leaves, and maybe a radish or two on top of it. Could somebody please get these soldiers something they can eat before they have to go back and run for 20 miles. But, you know, hey, it's playing the game, right? Playing the game. She is the first lady. They are in the military. They were very gracious in Arkansas from what I heard. How about this? We started off the show talking about the $25 billion settlement with the banks over foreclosure abuses. And it actually could result in a couple of things, including home seizures. So the delinquent people, the borrowers, while this whole long-term housing recovery thing is happening, they may end up having that happen because the lenders slowed the pace of foreclosures when they negotiated with the attorney generals in the 50 states for more than a year, because this has taken so long over all of those allegations. over the, it was like 16 months, over the fraudulent paperwork, remember the robo-signing, used to repossess homes, and now all that stuff. So here's the bad news. So let's say if you were somebody who was in the middle of this bum deal, and you're just trying to figure out, I'm going to survive. I'm rolling the dice. I'm going to Vegas next week. I got to come up with something. I got to come up with a way to get this back money, whatever. Well, you're just stuck. You're stuck in Never Never Land. But now you're not stuck, because now that's true. They will come after some of those houses. So actually, some of those people, those houses will get repossessed. That's what's going to happen. Ever hear the term short sale? I bet we're going to see a ton of short sales, because there's been a backlog of foreclosures that's trapped people in houses they can't afford. A lot of depressed neighborhoods that are, you have abandoned homes. You've got, you know, the mortgage credit stuff has gotten even tighter. The uncertainty, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I could paint you a picture you wouldn't believe, but it's not a great picture. So this agreement will send $17 billion to writing down the debt, which will supposedly buffer close to 1 million homeowners, which I'm skeptical about that number, from foreclosure through forgiveness. So they get a loan modification. About 750,000 borrowers might get the direct payments, like I said, $2,000 to compensate them for servicing errors. $2,000. How long will that last? What's the average mortgage? I'm just thinking. What's the average mortgage, depending on the price of the house? And remember, a lot of these were people who got houses they couldn't afford. So what do you think their mortgage payment is? $3,000? I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to be probably pretty good. And here's two names that I despise. If these programs went away, I'd be the first person to stand up and right here on camera give a 5-minute standing ovation. It will not happen in my lifetime, however. I'm that positive of it. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Because we know what they do, right? They're going to have, this is what the problem is. The deal doesn't include loans that were owned or guaranteed by that group. They pool and sell FHA loans. So the five banks included in the settlement control a little over 7% of the single family mortgages. But then you look at that excludes 92% of the mortgage borrowers. Because how many people are taking the IV from Fannie and Freddie? So we've had a 6-year slide in home prices, folks. Yes, we have. Be cheaper for us all to move to Mexico. Oh, yeah, that's too dangerous now. Costa Rica. We could live to Costa Rica, and we could get a sweet deal. So we've got the 6-year slide going on. Demand is showing signs of maybe strengthening. I'm skeptical on that, too. You had the jobless rate that fell to 8.3% last month, but you know how I feel about that number. I think that's a bogus number because of people who were working two jobs and the underemployed and people who just gave up on the whole job thing in the first place, you know. All right, let's take a few. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, jobless number is going to drop more.
Oh, please.
Caterpillar just announced they're bringing the jobs from Japan back to North Carolina. 1,400 more people is going to have a job there.
I heard that, yes.
Yes. Oh, it's going to go way down. It's slowly
When you say it's going to go way down, what do you think it's going to go down to? 6%? That's what the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was beating Obama up on, that number.
Probably somewhere down there, along there. But see, once the Caterpillar gets going and Chrysler gets going, or General Motors, you got all these suppliers, too. Those will be high-star hiring more people.
Well, listen, I'm rooting. I'm rooting for that. I'm not rooting against that. I'm rooting for as many people in this country that can be back to work and find jobs. Absolutely. I'm just very skeptical of that number, and I'm skeptical of the number of what's going to happen with the jobs. I think it's great about the Caterpillar situation. Absolutely. And Chrysler. So I'm not going to rain on that parade. I think when we get jobs back, it's good all the way around.
Yeah, they're good paying jobs too.
Good.
I still Mitt Romney's trying to attack and told him now about voting for earmarks, but what senator or congressman hasn't got for earmarks, you know, for their own state?
Right. The problem is when the earmarks are bogus, Rick, which you know we've read them. We've read from the waste book a million times when they're crazy things like the mating habits of cockroaches to the tune of $10 million or some crazy thing. Some of the things are that far-fetched. That's when people freak out.
Yeah. Well, some of it's ridiculous, but some of it's for, like,
some of it's worth
building,
it.
Like that.
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't be much of a congressman if you didn't get your share of the pie, you know?
You wouldn't be helping your constituents if you didn't get anything for your state because you're representing your state. You're right. And earmarks are a small amount. The problem is because the things that were being funded were so outrageous and money was being thrown down the rat hole, now it goes completely the reverse side. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, crazy.
He's trying to act like he's the only one to vote for. Well, the whole congressman, they all got their hands out trying to get a share of the pie. So.
Yeah, but you know this. You know this, and Rick, thanks for the call. You have a great weekend. You know this, the key thing is you got to pick your battles. You know that saying, pick your battles. So it's a good battle to pick for Mitt Romney because he's not in the middle of that. He wasn't part of the Senate, the House. No, he was a governor of Massachusetts. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. Dan, what happened to you? Are you plugged in? Do you have to put your headset down?
Yeah, I had to do that.
All right.
Okay, I'll make this quick. Look, we had to bail out all the banks with taxpayer dollars. Now we're going to be using taxpayer dollars to bail out us again. Us. We're going to give our money. I lost $95,000 in that debacle. I didn't get a dime back. I'm not going to. Plus the money that I've spent in the routine that they've ripped me off for, and I'm just one American. It's been happened to everybody. Plus, now, who do you think is going to pay that? The government has no money. So
all the
ATM fees, all the bank fees, everything that the banks are going to be supposedly charged in this $25 billion settlement is coming out of our pockets. They'll just make it up on a long-term basis, and you and I are going to wind on the short end of the stick again. This guy's just playing games and using our money to promote his re-election and with these scams that he keeps running. And I don't care what Rick says or anybody else says, those numbers that you hear on the unemployment, check the number of people that were paying income tax last year to the number of people that are paying income tax this year, and you'll see where the numbers are. We've lost millions and millions of jobs since Obama's come into office. Thank you, and I'm done.
All right, thanks, Dan. We have lost millions and millions of jobs. That's why the number is manipulated, and Dan's right about that. That was my point to Rick. You have to look at it. I mean, how low is low? And it's still the other numbers that aren't wrapped into it. The people that have just said, forget it, I give. I'm not even in this anymore. And the people that are way underemployed. I can't say enough about that because that's what I see more than anything. Thanks for the calls. And remember, you can always hit us up through the miracle of the web, americatonight.net. Click on Facebook. Click on Twitter. And you are in the club.